Warning, all views expressed in this show, past, present, and future, are satirical in nature. We here at the Fumcast are smooth-brained and naive. Listener discretion is advised. Hotel!
E-bombs world, how you guys doing?
Live and in living color.
In living color. Can see us. So what's up, guys? First video episode.
Is this like a season premiere again?
I'm sure. Why not?
New season. Woo woo.
Yeah. Woo. New season. So yeah, if you're watching this, hello. This is the Fumcast, and I'm not sure when the video episode for this is going to be out. The audio is going to be on the same schedule as it always was, but the video might take me a while to edit, so, and I have no frame of reference for how long that's going to take because I've never done multiple cameras and, you know, actual video editing besides just, like, syncing the audio files up to the video, and Adobe Premiere Pro usually does that for me, so we'll just see how long it's going to take, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, at Liam Lyons Live, LiamLyonsLive, you can stay up to date. I'll post updates on, you know, how I'm coming with the editing and stuff and let you guys know. But, yeah.
It's a cheeky little test run, if you will.
Yeah, and if you want to, if you like the show and you want to support it further, I'll put links probably on the screen and in the description or whatever. You can go to fumcast.xyz, fumcast.xyz. That'll have links to stream it on all platforms and Patreon and, you know, everything else. Patreon.com/Fumcast. And
all the fun.
Show on the road, boys.
Hell yeah.
Toast.
Cheers.
A salud. Oh my god, that's so good.
It's really good.
Never had champagne before.
I had to embrace my inner alcoholic there for a second.
Slam it.
Haven't slammed anything for,
I wanted
for
to get you
celebratory the, sakes in a while.
I wanted to get you the Martinelli's bottles of orange or the apple juice.
Well, they make, I don't know, because there's a difference between alcohol-free and the non-alcoholic stuff. But they do have, like, right, alcohol-free beer. But I've seen, like, vodka and gin, mm-hmm, that way before, but I don't know if they were non-alcoholic or alcohol-free because...
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck is the difference?
Well, alcohol-free means there's no, like, no trace content whatsoever. Right. Non-alcoholic, there's, like, trace contents of alcohol,
so like,
in there.
So, like, a non-alcoholic beer, whereas your normal, like, light beer is going to be, like, you know, 4.5%, like a non-alcoholic's gonna be like 0.7.
Yeah,
it's very like it would take a lot to get you fucked up.
Oh yeah, it'd be like drinking like mouthwash or hand sanitizer or something.
The fuck is the point? Like flavor or something?
Yeah, people who are quitting drinking.
That's wise.
When my grandpa before he passed, his doctor advised him to probably. I mean, he wasn't like a heavy drinker or anything,
sure,
but beer or two a day or whatever.
Yeah.
And his doctor advised him to cut back on that. And I remember my mom telling me to look out for non-alcoholic beer at the liquor store if I ever saw any, because he wouldn't know the difference because he was in that mindset and whatnot. And so it was stuff that, because once he got to the cognitive point that he got to, that's all he would want was be a beer. But then the doctor was really like, hey, now's really not the time to be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And so we had to pull a fast one on him and do that shit.
I know Heineken's really good about that because they brand it as 0.0. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen the clip of those kids in downtown Indianapolis that it's like a 12-year-old and he's like selling beer, and but it's the Heineken Zero.
Oh, really?
And the cop is such a fucking dickhead about it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a viral clip. It just happened to be in downtown Indy, but like,
yeah.
Oh, he was such a dick about it. And it seemed like there was maybe some event going on that weekend that they were out and about more than normal, but.
Yeah,
just some kid who was like selling beer and
such a weird thing to get pressed about.
Yeah, yeah, it's right. Like, I mean, well, considering we're the state that we couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays until a few years ago.
Yeah,
it's just not still a thing. I thought that was still a thing.
Just brought back happy hour.
Now, yeah, we just brought back happy hour. Now we can buy alcohol on Sunday, but only limited hours.
Yeah,
12 to 8.
Still gripping that Bible.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So all of us. Alcoholics that wake up fucking
shaking and shivering and sweating.
Yeah, when we wake up with the fucking sheets clinging to our fucking titties.
Yeah.
And we're like, God damn it. And yeah, we're throwing up in the morning, but gotta wait till the Lord's service is over, I guess.
Of course, of course.
Fucking alcoholics going to church just to get that communion wine. Right. Gotta get that itch.
Yeah. I never tried the sacramental wine before. I did the communion wafer one time, I think at like a funeral or something when I was a kid, but
I always did the communion wafer. I tried the little Jesus, that's what I call them.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah, but I never did the actual wine.
Tastes like shit.
I never did the actual wine part because the only time that I was at a church that did real wine, you know, at a Catholic church. Was when I was with my ex, you know, forced to be Catholic and whatnot, and she was just like, oh yeah, you can't, because I asked her, I was like, can I just go up and get the fucking blood of Jesus? She's like, no, you have to be like confirmed and all this other shit. And
you have to be going through,
yeah, Catholic school and all that other. And I was like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
But like, how will he know? Like,
because
at the time, we were at not her like main church, but her mom was pissed and made her go to mass still. And so it was literally like the closest Catholic church we could find. It's like, how are they going to fucking know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even go here.
Exactly.
But
all them who's just,
yeah, no, when I, when I was raised up in the church, my church didn't even use wine. We used, we did, not the literal interpretation, because that's what the Catholics do. They believe that the Jesus is literally the body of Christ, which is retarded.
Yeah.
But weird. We did kind of like a reenactment of the Last Supper where we just grabbed a piece from a half broken open loaf of bread. We did that, and then it was just grape juice.
Yeah.
It was a little like fucking mini.
That's some very evangelical style shit.
It was,
you know?
Methodist, but.
Yeah. We don't want alcohol involved in our religion.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I mean, it was fine. Honestly, I didn't have any bad experiences in that church growing up other than it being church.
Yeah.
So.
No molesties?
No molesties for me.
Speaking of
At least not from a priest, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of which, we got a lot to talk about this week.
Dan Schneider.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Bring all my bitches back.
So, it's four episodes, the series? Four episodes? Okay. So I just started the fourth one before you guys showed up.
I've
seen the first three.
I've seen the first two.
Yeah. And I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, like we talked about earlier in the week when I was bitching about how I was so annoyed that everybody was acting like this is the first time they fucking heard of this.
It's new information.
Yeah, which is so fucking stupid. But I mean, like Bryson said, I understand that not everybody's like, you know, terminally online and all that shit. But I thought that, I don't know, I just, when I became a certain age watching those shows, I just kind of realized, like, after Michael Jackson and, what's the kid from Home Alone's name? I can't remember his fucking name.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, and Macaulay Culkin and all that, and Britney Spears, we had already went through Britney Spears and shit. I kind of just figured that everybody knew that.
I don't know. For me,
just get molested in the entertainment business. Yeah. That's just what happened.
For me, I was never really super in tune with like my first memory of like Michael Jackson was some like fucking rhyme that kids had in kindergarten or something about him touching little boys or whatever. And that's, and I was like, oh, and then the next memory was him getting fucking murked and dying. So like I didn't really pay much attention to that. Same with Macaulay Culkin, but it, like, people definitely, like, the writing was already on the walls. And, like, like, in part one of that documentary says, from the season one of the first show that Dan Schneider ran, there was, you know, sexual harassment against him.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that was season, or not all that, but the Amanda, whatever one he did for.
All that was the first.
All that, was, no, but the Amanda was the one that he was first credited on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then that's the one where those two writers did the lawsuit. But yeah, like, and that was mid-90s that that was going on.
Mid to late,
And so, I mean, coming up, and I'd say the first Dan Schneider show that I watched was probably Drake and Josh.
I have vivid memories of watching both All That and The Amanda Show when I was a kid, because I loved Amanda Bynes. I thought she was fucking awesome. And I still think, you know, it's really fucked up all the shit that happened to her, because she was so fucking talented, dude.
She was.
She was incredibly talented.
I don't know either of those shows, but I grew up watching a absolute metric shit ton of Drake and Josh.
Like, yeah, I watched a lot of it, too. Drake and Josh rule.
I say Drake and Josh, iCarly, and then I watched Victorious, and then that was kind of like my cutoff of Dan Schneider's world that I watched.
Yeah, I watched some of iCarly in the beginning, and then I just... I grew up.
Yeah, I liked iCarly. It was really good, and I mean, lasted. But I didn't even watch like the. Even though I watched some of Victorious, I didn't. I wasn't super into Victorious, but
I wasn't
even,
either.
Even though I watched some of that, and I liked iCarly, like when I was out of Nickelodeon by the time like that Sam and Cat show came.
Yeah,
around.
Me too. Yeah,
definitely.
And so,
yeah, even by the time iCarly started, I was kind of like, this is getting old.
Yeah, I mean,
I was just so loyal to Nickelodeon at that time. I was like, what else am I going to watch? I don't like anything else, you know?
Yeah, I remember probably around the time that I was like, this is getting old, was around the time that Michelle Obama showed up on iCarly.
Yeah, they showed that on the documentary earlier when they started talking about iCarly.
Yeah, so, like, about the time that Michelle Obama showed up on that show is when I, or, there was also the, I think there was an iCarly Victorious crossover episode.
Had to have been, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And I, even then, I'll say, like, I don't, the iCarly reboot, I didn't really even watch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they did that.
But I don't think Dan Schneider was affiliated with that at all.
Probably not.
I don't actually know the answer to that.
And ironically, it probably was a detriment to the quality of the show. That's the most fucked
well,
up
it
part.
Did, it didn't get fucking...
Because he's like a horrible person, but he's...
It got only like three seasons. It didn't get renewed that much. Oh, no, it was created by Dan Schneider.
Oh, well, there you go. Is that just what they say because he created the original iCarly? Or...
Interesting. Let me
see. Is that a possibility at all? Because I know they do that.
Yeah, let me see on that.
Everyone I knew was always way more into iCarly and Nickelodeon stuff than I was. I was always more of a Cartoon Network and whatever the fuck SpongeBob was playing on.
Yeah, okay. SpongeBob fucking rules, dude.
SpongeBob the goat.
I started getting into Cartoon Network the older that I got, though. But, I mean, I always watched... The only one that I never got into was the Disney Channel, because even when I was, like, a little kid, I thought it was, like, girly shit or, like, cringy.
Really cheesy and weird.
Yeah. I was not into that. It was
too
either
stage left.
Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network, and then sometimes, like, Boomerang, like, the old school
cartoons.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
oh, that's
Boomerang Rock.
I fucking love Boomerang.
So it looks like... Maybe that was the case, that it was just created by Dan Schneider, but
yeah,
it looks like it doesn't say.
I guarantee you, after that docuseries came out,
executive producer,
his Wikipedia page got a lot more traction.
Probably last edited an hour ago.
Yeah, Dan Schneider had no part in the reboot, really. It was all like it was like a cast made kind of like love letter, because like Miranda Cosgrove was. Executive producer Jerry Trainer and Nathan Kress were other just normal producers. So
yeah, there you go.
There's your answer.
Yeah,
but Boomerang fucked hard.
Yeah, Boomerang ruled.
Fucking Wally Gator, Magilla Gorilla, Tom and
Wacky
Jerry,
Races.
Wacky Races.
Yeah,
Wile E. Coyote.
Fucking Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the other.
All that slapstick 2D animation shit goes so hard.
I know, dude. Tom and Jerry fucking
the
rule.
Fucking,
right in the childhood.
What was that called? The Snorks?
Oh, yeah, the Snorks. Yeah.
Yeah, the Snorks, the Jetsons.
The Jetsons, yes, dude. Flintstones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I remember watching.
Do you remember that, Austin, the Snorks?
I do. I don't remember fucking anything about it but the imagery. The character design, I remember that vaguely.
Yeah, that's about it.
I remember a Family Guy, they did a bit where one of them bent over and the male snork's antenna started growing up. upward. Speaking of which, I've been meaning to talk about this bit, another bit on Family Guy that I fucking loved. I remember I saw this, I was like maybe 10 or 11 when I was watching it, and they had the Asian reporter, Trisha Takanawa, yeah, on the news, and I remember one time, what's his name? Tom, the news reporter guy.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of his full name, but anyway, Tom Tucker. I remember one time he was saying something, and then he goes, and now to Trisha Takanawa with her slant on the story. And I fucking cried for like 15 minutes. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Funny Family Guy, what a world.
Yeah, now the show fucking sucks. Sucks hard.
Yeah, now it's just filler for the upper half of Reddit I Am the Asshole stories.
Yeah, literally. TikTok. Literally, dude.
It's like stimulation happening.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a try not to... not try not to laugh challenges. I'm
thinking, try not to come?
No. the offensive ones. There's a name for those, I think, but I can't remember.
But like, if you laugh, you lose?
I don't fucking know. Who knows? Who cares?
Shit's rot dead. Maxing.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. But, yeah. I'm surprised they didn't go into Abandoned Mines.
Abandoned Mines?
Yeah, Amanda Bynes.
I mean, they would have no reason to go into any Abandoned Mines. This is a Nickelodeon show.
Well, you'd think, but they're kids.
Maybe if there's children in there.
I don't know. Dan Schneider's Jewish, so maybe they...
That's where the tunnels started.
The tunnel?
There's our one. There's our one.
Yeah. Got it in, folks.
Huzzah.
Cheers to the Jews.
Yeah.
Death to Israel.
That's another fucking thing that I wanted to talk about, dude.
When don't you want to talk about the downfall of Israel?
Well, free Palestine. The fucking video that he made with Tebow. I have not watched that yet, but I saw somebody say, and I don't know how accurate this is, so don't fucking come for me, but I heard somebody say that in that video he said something about owing his career to Israel.
Man.
And I was like, dude, you cannot fucking write this any better.
What, you mean Dan Schneider?
Yes.
That whole interview was such, like, damage control.
Oh, of course. That's exactly what it was.
It's shitty that the Tebow dude... it even had to do that. Like,
I know, because he was such a great character.
What's even more is that, like, fucking Dan Schneider didn't even like the Tebow's character or that guy.
Really?
Like, there were...
Well, he didn't care for black people. I found that out.
that was basically it. There was a story about Tebow's actor.
He did not think their lives mattered.
Tebow's actor was talking about when Michelle Obama came on, how, like...
What?
How when Michelle Obama came on to iCarly and, you know, Tebow was...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just wasn't invited to set that day. Like, the one
Tebow,
black person.
Oh, my God.
Like, the one black person on iCarly.
Something that I would do.
And so, yeah, like, and... so, like, this... Dan Schneider doesn't even fucking like that dude. And
yeah, yeah.
Here he is just like... did you rape those kids or what? I don't even know what the fuck.
Want a donut?
How did you get a stick through all those tacos?
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I've watched none of that series for full transparency, but every single fucking person that I have talked to has been talking about it lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
See, that's why he's on the show. For those of you first time... viewers, listeners, he doesn't know anything, So that's
head
why
empty.
That's why we keep him here, so that way he can react to stuff and make it.
Yeah, I mean, go back
me
in
and
our
Bryson
archive.
Aren't just jerking each other off the whole time. That's why you're here.
Yeah, go back in the archives.
Even though you were here before he was, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, at that point, I was just coming in to even things out. But yeah, we've taught Austin about lots of things. We taught him about Henry Kissinger.
Kissing her.
Yeah, Unit 731.
Shout out.
I mean, we have a soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
Liam's, like, three favorite movies about Russian people eating people and raping their dads and various things.
Oh, yeah. Cargo fucking...
That something. And don't mess with it or
something's
wrong.
About the Johnson. Yeah. that movie rules.
Speaking of movies, I've struggled a couple of times on the show to find what my favorite movie actually is because you fucking jokingly say Zootopia every time. I figured it out because I got reminded of it. It's Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz is one of my favorite fucking movies of all time.
I've never heard of that.
It's Sergeant Angel, and I don't know what the fuck his actor's name is. It's the two British dudes that are in like five or six different movies together. It's about a cop who goes into a town. And
it's
like a
2007. It's got Simon Pegg, Nick Frost,
Simon's
Timothy Dalton.
Pegged.
Simon getting pegged.
Patty.
That's a good character.
That is such a great fucking
Patty
movie.
Considine? Fucking whatever.
Deactivated.
Jim Broadbent.
Oh, I've seen like pictures of this, but I've never seen the movie. 91 on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty good.
I feel like you'd fuck with it. It's a hilarious fucking movie start to finish. That and the other movie.
Is it kind of like Naked Gun, maybe?
I have no idea what that is.
See? You can't lose.
Have you seen Airplane?
Nope.
Dude, do yourself a fucking favor and go watch Naked Gun.
Airplane
go watch
was
Airplane.
Literally,
I'll make a list of all these movies.
Go watch Caddyshack.
Statistically speaking, there was a study done that... Airplane is considered the funniest movie of all time, and it's because it generated like the most laughs per minute.
Yeah,
I mean, having seen the movie, it's very, you know, one-liner-ish.
Yeah.
And
it's like old school comedy.
Yeah, that's where the fucking line where it's like, you know, Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. That's where that joke comes from.
Banger.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So many good ones on that. Fucking the old woman that speak and jive on the plane.
Oh my god, that is such a good bit, dude.
And then when they just all start beating up the one woman and they have like the line forming.
Yeah. That's been used in so many other movies. Do you care for some more, sir?
Maybe not over the mixer.
Yeah, why don't you do it yourself?
The part where he's like, and that's where my drinking problem began, and he just fucking spatters it on himself.
Yeah.
The running joke towards, like, I like that they start a running joke, like, two-thirds of the way through a movie, when they start the, like, man, I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue, within, like, 40 last 40 minutes of the film, like, every 10 minutes, he pops out, I picked the wrong week to quit drinking, and then it just escalates more, I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
It's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, there's
even
an
just the
infinitum
dumb
of good movies that I need.
The dumb slapstick of when it was made when there used to be smoking on planes.
Yeah,
so when he's buying the ticket, he's like, smoking or non-smoking? And he goes, smoking. And when she hands him the ticket, it's literally smoking on fire. Like, it's dumb shit like that.
It's just
so
funny.
Good.
Naked Gun is the same thing.
Yep.
A Naked Gun has O.J. Simpson in it.
Yeah.
In an acting role. Yeah.
The similar actor is Leslie Nielsen, R.I.P.
Yep.
He was...
It's like a cop movie, basically, but it's the same thing. It's just joke.
I can tie this back in a little bit. Have you ever seen a superhero movie with Leslie Nielsen and Drake Bell?
No, I have not.
You know,
actually.
It's
I know what it is from the title.
Yeah, it's the same kind of like epic movie made by those people, but Drake Bell,
another teen movie.
Yeah, Drake Bell
scary
plays
movie.
The like superhero. It's a Spider-Man parody essentially.
Yeah.
And I think it's like a dragonfly in this, but Leslie Nielsen plays the Uncle Ben character.
Hell yeah.
And it's fucking, it's a good movie.
My favorite one of those parody movies was Mafia. And it's a parody where they put together all the Mafia movies. It's so fucking good, dude. It's so good.
I think my all-time favorite parody movie, just because it has a special place in my heart from my childhood, it has to be Spaceballs for me.
Oh, hell yeah. Spaceballs but rules.
Spaceballs is so fucking good.
Yeah, dude.
Love that movie. I remember on one of our Disney trips in high school, the entire drumline convinced our bus to put Spaceballs on the DVD player for every fucking person to watch on that bus. And we were all back there quoting it basically line for line. And remember there was, I won't say their names, but two more uppity, you know, white women that were annoyed with us quite heavily for that. And
I was like, when we played Quiplash at my birthday party that one year, my family's just in the background, like, he's saying the most offensive fucking shit you could possibly imagine.
I remember playing Quiplash during school hours with a teacher.
Fire.
That was something else.
Yeah.
That probably was not allowed.
A lot of shit they did there wasn't allowed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shout out rural schooling.
Anyway, let's get back to the abandoned mines. But anyway, I thought what I was going to say earlier was I thought they would talk a little bit more about her in that. Because when they talked about the shit that went on when she was, like, trying to get emancipated with her parents, they just said the details are murky, but we know Dan Schneider and police were involved. And I've been
really
hearing,
go into it.
Yeah, I've been hearing on the internets lately, on the old World Wide Web.
That's the www.
Oh, yeah. www.ebombsworld.com, baby.
I miss W.
Yeah. I was watching the Bushisms last night. Dude, I was crying laughing.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again.
He's trying to open up the door. The classic.
Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
Anyways,
abandoned mines.
Yeah.
So, I've been hearing lately that she got pregnant when she was 13. That's the word on the street, and Dan Schneider got her an abortion. And it's believed that he was the daddy-o. I don't know how true that is. From what I've heard, it came out of her mouth, but I mean, she's been... Bitch has been kind of crazy as of late, you know?
Well, maybe, like... I feel like maybe if you have a baby and an abortion at 13, like, maybe that's what makes you crazy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's a fuck ton of trauma.
I'm not saying that, you know, she has no right to be crazy or whatever, but, you know, it's, I guess my point, I wish they would have went into it more.
Yeah, it did gloss over that, and I think
there's a lot more that happened that we don't know about. I mean, obviously, but...
I have my thought process on it is I feel like maybe the producers thought that Drake and Josh, the more modern, the newer stuff, maybe would hold more prevalence in the eyes of viewers.
Sure, that's entirely possible.
Simultaneously, nostalgia sells more in like the 90s, think. And I feel like we could see maybe a part two of this documentary, maybe. After they're like, oh, wow, this was really successful. Maybe there's more to look into, et cetera. Maybe because like
that'd be the rational thing.
I mean, they did the same thing with that Making a Murder on Netflix mm-hmm. where like years later right. they made another shitty part two.
Yeah.
Fuck that documentary, by the way. They left out a bunch of shit in that.
Well, I was watching that. I've never seen Making a Murder, but I was watching that. And I remember the part where Drake Bell comes out because they'd led it where they were saying they were talking about Brian Peck and how he got arrested and stuff like that. And then they were talking to people who worked at Nickelodeon, like a cast member from all that. And then shit, I can't remember what this dude's role was. He wasn't like a PA. He wasn't that low, but he wasn't like a producer. He was somewhere in the middle. But, and he was asking the interviewer, he was like, it wasn't somebody involved with Nickelodeon. And then the interviewer was like, it was a child actor. And then he's like,
oh, that was the director of all that. He was talking to, or producer, but
yeah. And then he was like, it was somebody on one of our shows, and the interviewer goes, yes. And then it goes silent for a minute, and then it shows Drake Bell walking in to sit down in the chair, and it's like...
and then it cuts to episode three.
And I was looking at that and thinking about it now, I was like, imagine if they did that same thing with Amanda Bynes, where they allude to it, and then she finally sits down for an interview. That would be... Dude.
Cinematography.
That would be so...
I feel like because of how off the deep end she went, though, there would have to be, like, a lot of vetting to go through to make sure that she's in a good enough place to revisit those memories, and it wouldn't actually just, you know, incite another breakdown. Like, I don't know what Amanda Bynes is up to as of late. Like, I don't know if she's more on the...
Apparently she's making like cooking videos or something like that.
Anything more innocent than what she was involved in.
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes. Let's see what she's up to right about now.
I think she was under like a conservatorship.
Oh, she was in Easy A.
Oh, really?
I guess I only remember Emma Stone from that movie.
She was under a conservatorship, if I recall correctly, similar to...
Yeah, from...
Fuck that shit.
August 2013 to March 2022 is what this is saying. She retired from acting in 2010, and in 2023, she announced a new career as a manicurist.
Oh, that's it. Not cooking videos. She's doing nails. Yeah.
Mental health, substance abuse problems.
She's like me for real.
Looks like everything's... a little bit better, maybe?
Tip-top shape.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I mean, just a year ago, she had a psychotic episode in L.A. that she was on a 72-hour hold.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah.
She was, like, walking around, and people were, like, filming her, and she was, like, fucking out of it.
Oh, and I guess just the weekend before that happened, she was scheduled to appear at an All That panel at a 90s con and no-showed.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
So, yeah. June 17th, 2023, she called the police indicating she had thoughts of self-harm. Mental health professional determined she needed inpatient treatment. So, yeah, I guess she's not doing the best anymore.
Oh, well.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was in Big Fat Liar.
I remember that, yeah.
That's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Ever seen that movie? Frankie Muniz and Amanda Bynes.
Okay, take a wild guess.
Okay, I didn't even know that Big Fat Liar was done by Dan Schneider.
What, really?
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was...
God damn it, this fucker's everywhere.
Directed by... Fingers. I'm going to have to rewatch that now.
Look for all the feet and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, always as a kid, the dude being dyed blue for half the movie always sat weird with me.
Yeah, it is a bit odd.
I mean, it's part of the comedic effect, but I was like, this is weird. And
yeah.
Who was that? Well, Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Paul Giamatti. There was an interview with him a few years ago. He's like, dude, people still only know me for he's like, that's what young people know me as. He's like, Big Fat Liar.
He was in... Shit, I can't
find it. But yeah, I guess the screenplay and story were done by Dan Schneider for Big Fat Liar. It was directed by Sean Levy. Produced by Brian Robbins.
Oh yeah, Saving Private Ryan, Planet of the Apes, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
but yeah, written by Dan Schneider.
But how about that dude... Not that dude, Mr. Brian Peck with the John Wayne Gacy painting.
Oh, that was news to me, and that okay. As a fan of true crime, I think there is...
As a fan of John Wayne Gacy.
As a fan of true crime, I think there is a world out there for morbid curiosities, you know, have like if someone were to have a John Wayne Gacy painting now. Like
children.
Like, if someone were to have a John Wayne Gacy painting nowadays, you might have some questions to ask.
I think you'd have questions anytime.
But it's not starting a personal correspondence with John Wayne Gacy while he's in prison.
That's a completely different thing.
A painting that was like signed on the back to him.
Yeah.
Well, that having a painting that John Wayne Gacy did, and then having a painting by Gacy for you
are
two very different things.
That's like a next level
of fan service. What the fuck?
That was my point. That was
Cameo back in the 80s.
Yeah, that was my point. Is like, yeah, you're going to have questions if you were to just have a Gacy painting, but to have a Gacy painting that was made for you.
Would you like to come over and see my Gacy?
Yeah. Mind the smell in the basement. Fucking. Wayne's that one.
I have a Dahmer in the bedroom.
It's just a fucking barrel.
And there's a BTK in the hallway.
Dude, BTK was a fucking retard. Yeah. Fucking like 20 years at like
demonetized.
I already said retarded earlier.
I know, I'm just kidding.
But like,
I'm not even gonna monetize this. There's no fucking way, dude.
Patreon.com/foamcast.
I just hope the channel doesn't get banned. That's all I hope for.
But no, like BTK got away with his shit for years, and then like they were like, oh, 20 years, this has gone unsolved, and he goes, I'm bored. I should restart a correspondence. And then he sends like a floppy disk with shit on it. And in the court, he was like, if I send you a floppy disk, you guys can't tell who I am, right? And the police are like, no, Mr. BTK, we definitely can't trace you from that. And so they send it in and fucking, it just says admin privileges, and it was from his church. It was like the first Church of Grace, or I don't know. I don't even give a fuck, but like it was from the church, and they found the admin, had the admin name from the church, and it was Dennis Rader. And yeah, shout out BTK.
Dumbass.
Dumbass Rader.
That dude made fucking self-bondage photos of himself. Those are some fun photos. BTK.
That's only in the moment.
Bondage. Images.
Collab.
Oh. Yeah. Here's some fun ones.
Crime scene photos?
No, the self-bondage photos that BTK did.
Corpse.
He'd like...
What the fuck?
Yeah, he'd like tie himself up and put the camera on a timer.
Okay, cool. Hear me out.
He's a cool guy.
Hard-ass album cover.
That's like an Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
Doing NPC shit in public. We should use that as a background for one of our stickers.
Also hard-ass album cover.
It should be this photo of Dennis Rader with our logo over it.
Yeah. I'm gonna start fucking around with those. I just want to find, like, I want to make them in sets of 10, do like 100 each, and make, like, you know.
Get our own little special collections.
Dude, I'm going to Indianapolis sometime around.
Get, like, a set of, make, like, a run of, like, 15 or so stickers, but it's, like, the Foamcast Chris Chan stickers, and it's like Foamcast with like Sonichu on it,
the
like
Chris Chan collection.
Yeah, the Chris Chan, yeah, the CC collection. And
I'm going to India soon. I could plaster those bitches everywhere.
Oh yeah, put them on cars, put them on houses.
Yeah,
put them on homeless guys.
I'll give you this fiver if you just slap this sticker on your forehead for like the next 10 weeks.
Yeah. While you're panhandling, put a billboard on a homeless guy.
Stick it on some homeless dude's cardboard sign. It just says God bless, and then there's the Foamcast logo under it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be some hard-ass advertising.
That would be some hard-ass advertising.
On brand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Whew. We're having fun.
You wanted to talk about these lyrics you've had pulled up?
Oh, yeah. I was...
Amazing pink
guy. Yeah, where's our cool guy, bitch?
Well no, this is... Oh, I do have that, but...
Okay.
I thought when we were... Because I knew we were going to talk about Dan Schneider. I thought it would be fun to do just a little poetic reading of the lyrics of Nickelodeon Girls by our friend Pink Guy. Just to kind of remind everyone. So
my favorite YouTuber of all time.
Yeah, Filthy Frank. So and everyone was always kind of like, oh, this song aged well, didn't age well. It aged perfectly. So. Yeah,
it aged like this bottle of Moet and Chandon Nectar Imperial.
So,
sponsored by Moet.
We'll do like a spoken word rendition of this, I guess.
You want to do it like a poetry reading where you kind of like you rap like Eminem?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. So, Dan Schneider,
they couldn't get a hold of me.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Yeah, do it like serious, like you're like it toned down, like the lights dim. If I could dim the lights, I would, but I can't.
Hold on, let me. I'll do the definitely legal pen for this.
Ooh.
give a little jazz cabbage to it.
The nicotine pen.
The DMT pen.
Dude, I wish. Dan Cummins just did a long-ass podcast on psychedelics, and I'm on a trip now.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Anyways, and scene. Dan Schneider, bring all my bitches back. I need all my bitches. I need all my bitches. The new shit you put out is whack. Dan Schneider, I'm just trying to get an erection. But now that these kids looking 13 and under, my penis will suffer. Dan fucking Schneider. This ain't a fucking game, bitch. I want to watch a sitcom with my hand on my dick. I want to see a titty.
Titty!
Not fucking kid shit. Return all the hot chicks, or you gonna get it, bitch. iCarly. I don't care that you look like Michael Jackson. As long as you giving me action, and Freddie gonna film the reaction.
Praise God.
Sam gonna join in and suck me a fat one. Nickelodeon girls can't live without them. Ariana Grande, I know I drive a Hyundai. I can put you in a coma, have brunch on a Sunday. My dick put you in a coffin all night screaming and tossing. Victoria Justice, I know you're trying to touch this. Lizzie McGuire is tight, but I bet Zoe's tighter. You can find me in her bed digging through that vagina. Amanda Bynes, you a little bit crazy, but you can still have my babies. Go down like a dog with the rabies. Y'all can't save me. A little bit of weed. A hard liquor for the ladies got me feeling like a young Dan Schneider from the 80s. With a Jewish law firm and an all-black Mercedes, she playing with the balls like Brady. Fuck off with the shitty little kids at their stupid shit. And I only want to see the ones with the body fit. And I don't want to be the ones with a little bitch about it, but I'm saying what everybody's thinking. Where the titties at? Dan Schneider, why are you ruining your business? You realize I'd probably buy cable if you keeping all the girls and the ratings all stable, because I ain't trying to see a young baby in the cradle. Because I'm not a pedophile. The girls I have sexualized are all in their 20s and 30s. Disclaimer. I'm not saying you should change all the bitches, but at least something after 10:30. Dan Schneider, just bring them back. That's the ending part of that. But
nice.
I thought it was a good moment to reflect on and
how far we've come as a society.
Obviously, yes. Praise our God, Filthy Frank, for that.
But
that was 2017 that shit was made, and people had already known about that. I mean, the logo was a foot. He had a hot tub, the shape of a foot. Like, come on.
Aged like oaken barrel.
Yeah, the
whiskey.
Compilations have been on YouTube for like 10 fucking years now. I mean, with millions of views. Everybody fucking knew.
So, with the future sight of Filthy Frank, if I have an ounce of what he has, may Dan Schneider fucking die in a fiery car wreck on the Pacific Coast Highway on September 24th, 2026 at 9:52 p.m.
Let's heard it here first.
Let's manifest it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. If that fucking happens,
that would be cool.
You'll be hit by a 2018 Toyota Prius. It will be gray. You won't see it coming.
That's his car, by the way.
That's... Fucking, I'm locked in, just hunting down Dan Schneider.
Cut his brake lines at his house.
Just following him down the highway, like, fucking...
Get to like Oxnard and just run him off the cliff.
Follow him into a gas station. Or like, this guy's here to meet a 12-year-old girl. I'm gonna get to watch him get the shit beat out of him.
Absolutely pummeled.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
So you also mentioned our cool guy of the week.
I did indeed.
And I thought if you would oblige me so
it's
much.
Not Dan Schneider.
It's Brian Peck.
It is neither.
The other guy, Jason, what the fuck's his name?
It was Jason Handy, wasn't it? Jason Which is Handy. The worst
that's,
name to have as a
pedophile.
That's a
terrible fucking name. Yeah.
That's,
Jason Handy.
That's like, that's a character you write in a TV
Jason
show.
Jason gets handies!
It doesn't matter if she's eight. Like, oh, that's fucked up. Anyways.
Whatever.
If you would oblige me.
Who cares?
I thought for this week's rendition of Cool Guy of the Week.
Okay.
We would be a little progressive.
Okay.
And we would honor.
What color are they?
And we would honor Women's History Month. And for a one time only, we would have a cool guy who's just a woman of the week.
There's no boo on the soundboard.
Cool gal of the week.
Yes, so our cool gal of the week.
Liam is resisting evolution.
I am hashtag resisting.
He's not happy.
Stop
He's
resisting.
Like, is there a fucking woman being
Stop
brought
resisting.
Up?
Stop resisting.
A woman?
So,
I don't like women.
Found this.
What are you talking about, women?
So, our cool gal of the week is Kimberly Michelle Gonzalez. 60.
She hot.
No, she's 60.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't.
I'd still fuck Jamie Lee Curtis. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I didn't see a picture of her. Maybe
What's
I'll look
her
and
name?
See if there's a mugshot. Kimberly Michelle Gonzalez.
All right, I'm going to look this bitch up.
Of Madisonville, Tennessee. Or this is from Madisonville, I guess. But an East Tennessee woman, her, she's cool because she claimed to be an FBI agent and tried to get a Waffle House shut down.
Hell yeah, dude. That's because... some George Santos shit. Some Tennessee George Santos
and
shit.
Yeah, she tried to close down a Waffle House because workers were allegedly selling drugs from the back door of the restaurant.
As you do.
Yeah. And a Waffle House in Tennessee. Like, what else are you going to fucking do?
Sell waffles?
Fuck
Get out
of
here. Fuck that gay shit,
only
dude.
Only waffles I sell are Fent waffles.
That's fucking gay, yo.
So, Madisonville police officer Andy Klein, pig, he went to the restaurant on US 411 in Madisonville shortly after 8 a.m. on the day that this happened, which was, this was like a month ago, but I just now saw it, so I don't know, I'm fucking cry about it. didn't even happen during Women's Month, so does this really count? See, I told you that would be a good addition.
Oh, no. I could just relax my throat muscles. I don't even have to talk.
But the officer was told by an employee of the restaurant that a woman was inside claiming to be an FBI agent. She had came to the Waffle House to shut down the restaurant because of the drugs. She asked, the waitress asked Ms. Gonzalez to produce some identification, and the woman just showed her a brown notebook with a Tennessee badge on it. Mm-hmm. When the employee pressed Gonzalez to produce a real badge, she refused.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Said the same thing to the officer. And unfortunately, I think the officer was familiar with her, and she had impersonated people in the past.
Hell so yeah,
she
dude.
Has been arrested and bailed out since, but was arrested for, I think, just impersonating a federal agent or something, shit like that. But, oh, there's the read more option. I should maybe do that.
Sweet.
It's a news.
Let's read some more.
It's probably make you fucking pay for it.
I don't know. I hit read more and there's no more to the story. So
news sites suck.
Fucking teasing us.
Cock.
Yeah. So cool gal of the week. I didn't make it much because I mean it's not that important. It's just one girl, but
yeah, just one woman. Oh yeah.
Also, I couldn't.
Whoop-dee-doo.
I also really there were no cool guys that really jumped out to me this week.
I mean, obviously besides Dan Schneider, Brian.
But I did find
the cool crew, if you will.
I did find another story though that. It might be around cool guy material. We could judge and we can make a coin toss on who we want to make this week's cool person, I guess.
Is it a woman?
It is not a woman.
There you go.
But, shit, I got to figure out what to Google for that.
Yeah, definitely demonetized. Fuck you guys. Women. I was trying to think about having a woman on as a guest, and I don't know any women like that, like, intimately like that. I don't have any real, like, I have female friends, but they're not close, like, at all.
Not Fumcast material?
Oh, definitely not. They wouldn't get it.
Yeah, they would. That's reasonable, and I understand that.
Yeah, definitely. No qualms about it.
All right, so this is from The Mirror. Petting zoo whore as primary school pupil 9 strangles 11 rabbits and guinea pigs to death.
Oh.
That dude's going to be a serial killer.
Here we go. How old?
9.
9.
9? Fuck yeah, dude.
You can count that on your fucking fingers.
A young child strangled several animals to death during a bizarre massacre.
In England, right?
After he went on a lone trip to the zoo.
Fuck
oh,
yeah,
no,
dude.
It was in the Netherlands, actually.
Oh. Fucking Dutch.
The 9-year-old boy is said to have shown no emotion after he carried out the senseless killing spree at the Rekkerhout Petting Zoo in Alkmaar, Netherlands. According to local media, the primary school student stormed into the petting zoo and hunted for the guinea pigs and rabbits. The boy, who is said to have previously visited the venues under supervision, traveled by himself and killed up to 9 rabbits and 2 guinea pigs late afternoon
Damn,
of March
dude.
11th.
That's initiative.
He's said to
yeah.
have strangled most of them to death with no apparent motive. The incident, which took place in the town of Hoek van Holland, stunned zoo staff. Who felt nauseous afterwards. Police caught the kid and his parents turned up at the scene. Manager Ali Dornbos.
They turned up at the scene?
Woo woo! Parents told him it makes you completely sick, recalling a previous animal abuse incident. She added, the sheep were shot with bows and arrows, their udders were pulled,
Damn.
And the goats were shaken by their horns.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that story about the Chinese zoo where the people there stoned a kangaroo to death because it wouldn't hop? That's so fucking
hilarious.
Yeah, no, that kid's 100% gonna grow up and be a fucking, he's gonna be like skinning people and turning them into various objects. Throw them in the volcano.
Yeah, it says experts have since
yeah,
waited on the attack.
Right now.
Where's Dan Schneider?
Where's he at when you need him, goddammit?
Experts have since weighed in on the attack.
Jeff? Where you at, Jeff?
And warned that animal abuse can be a worrying sign of behavioral disorders in children.
Yeah, no shit.
Really?
Good lord.
Yeah, the pupil will not be prosecuted because he's under the age of 12.
Of course.
However,
of course
he will be enrolled into a care program. Psychiatrist Esther von Fienma, whatever.
Yeah, those fucking Europeans, dude. They're soft on that type of shit, dude.
I feel sorry for the animals, but also for the little boy who apparently feels so bad he has to do this, she added. If you kill an animal in the house, explain to the child why, even if it's an insect, so it learns that you don't go wring the neck of a guinea pig, which is harmful.
Why is it worded like that?
I feel like that's a good lesson. But
I mean,
is it worded like?
But when
point.
But when the child has previously shot sheep with bows and arrows,
and
maybe we're beyond
out.
Explaining why we're smashing the spider in the corner.
Pulled their
I mean,
guts
that,
out and fucked
that
with
kid
their
rules, dude. He's cool as fuck.
All right, so fuck the FBI agent in Tennessee.
She's a good runner-up, though. I like where she's going.
Yeah,
she should keep up the good work.
She's going places. Maybe we'll keep an eye on her, and if she shows back up in the news, we'll throw her back up.
Yeah, she's going places like the drunk tank and the police blotter.
she's going places. Quantico is not it, but she is.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? She could use her special skills. She could be like the Fed smoker, dude. Yeah, you remember him.
Fucking friend of the show. He's a legend.
God rest his soul, man.
So, yeah, dude wasn't named, obviously, because he was 9, but... Yeah.
That's, like, literally the number one leading, like... How is it worded? It's, like, the number one thing you look for in a child to predict whether they're going to be a fucking psychopath.
Like, they've apparently debunked it since. Like, there's more studies and other factors, but there used to be what they called the McDonald's Triad, which was...
What?
That's a crazy-ass name.
That's a Chinese gang that operates out of a McDonald's in Chinatown.
We the McDonald Triad!
I don't know why it's...
Very, very Big Mac. such a daughter menu.
ice cream machine no work.
You no get apple pie with that.
We do not have a McFlurry.
Anyways,
I shouldn't even be on the air right now.
The McDonald's Triad, not sure why it's named that, but
it's three things.
Well,
I'm assuming
I'm talking about the McDonald's part of it, though.
Why McDonald's?
I know why it's called a triad.
I love that, though. That's a good sketch. <McDonald's> triad,
but
versus the Burger King Yakuza.
They're fighting over Wendy, and it's just like an anime version of her. But no, and it's lighting fires, animal abuse, and wetting the bed, like, past the age that is considered acceptable, you know, like, bedwetting issues.
Yeah, yeah.
I did that
way too late.
And they're saying two of those three things is a good indicator of psychotic behavior. And
maybe it's called that because of the McDonald's, the children's hospital, maybe?
I have no
Maybe
idea.
Maybe it has something to do with that. I don't know.
Can you look that up, actually? Why the fuck it's called that?
Yeah, we're not.
I am so obliviously curious.
We're not going to get out of this. We're almost done with this episode. We're going to spend the next hour just talking about
it. I guess it's just called the McDonald Triad, not Mick.
Damn it.
McDonald.
It's the McDonald's
Triad.
It's the McDonald's. You heard it first.
The McDonald Triad.
The old McDonald Triad.
Yeah, a set of three factors, the presence of any two or which are considered to be predictive or associated with violent tendencies.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching.
Yeah, bedwetting past the age of 5 is what it says.
Oh, yeah, I was like 8 or 9.
Well, unless you're...
Most people I know.
It runs in my family, though.
But unless you're cruel to animals or have an obsession with fire setting, you're good.
I like lighting fires. I don't have an obsession. I love animals.
Yeah, no, you're good. But...
That's one of my... That's one of my dreams, is to have an animal sanctuary.
Yeah, but... I guess they haven't.
I'm not going vegan.
They
kind
of disproved some of it, but yeah, there's a lot of like serial killers that have had all of those, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Gacy, who we were just talking about.
BTK, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Trying to think which ones had the specific.
My dad.
Trying to think which ones had the specific.
That's a funny joke, and you guys don't get it.
Keith Jesperson, like, he would drown cats in the river.
Hell yeah.
I
got a story relating to that that I'm not going to tell on here.
Oh, God.
Cool. Stay tuned for the Patreon, folks. No.
I don't know about that either.
Stay tuned for the Patreon still, but you're not hearing that story.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not ever.
Give us money.
Yeah, give us money.
But, yeah, that's what the McDonald's Triad is.
Oh, shit. Speaking of which, I forgot to talk about this earlier. We're not doing video content on Patreon yet. I say yet because there's an entirely good possibility that we could. Because I haven't decided how the fuck I want the tiers to work. Because right now, it's just $1. Nothing you know, and you just get an extra audio episode every week. And in the few, that's going to be locked once that hits, like, I don't know, it's set at 100 right now, but maybe, you know, if that were to grow, maybe I'd change it to 500 or 1,000 or whatever, who gives a shit. But that'll be locked, and those people will get everything, no matter what. They don't have to pay more than $1 just for showing us support so early on and supporting us from the beginning.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But there won't be any type of video content on Patreon until I fucking figure that out, because then I want to add other tiers, you know. And
yeah, remember the part where he said this whole video thing is kind of like a test run? Yeah.
Yeah, test run, and here I am. I threw fucking probably $500 at this easily in the past 2 weeks.
I don't know, man. Even if you don't end up doing video, camcorders.
Did you get
badass.
A receipt?
No.
Long-term investment.
A dollar is a fourth of
Bryson,
mine.
I bought a bottle of champagne. What do you want from me?
You drive a fair point.
Yeah, I do. But yeah, just fucking subscribe to the Patreon. And if you want more shit on there, just let us know and we'll figure out some fucking way to do it or whatever. But yeah.
You'll see Austin's Nut eventually.
Yes,
eventually.
You will. You'll see us at Hotten now. You'll get the audiobook.
I thought you backed out of the audiobook.
No, we already promised it, dude. I can't back out now.
I promised a lot of things.
I can't welch on my bed, dude.
I'm pretty sure I've promised, like, showing my asshole bare on, like, a bunch of crazy shit, like, absolutely wild shit for high Patreon goals.
Yeah. We were going to go to Florida.
They didn't hit the goal. That wasn't
Some oil baron is going to create, like, an AI
game,
to make
the games
emails.
Have come and went, Bryson. That's not
a champion has been crowned.
Yes, he has. And I don't know who he is, but he definitely deserved it.
He fucks.
Yes, he does.
Shout out to that guy.
But yeah, subscribe to the Patreon. We're at an hour anyway, so I didn't even get to barely anything on my fucking notes, so
tune in.
Yeah. Subscribe, bitches. We do an extra hour right after this every fucking week. So patreon.com/fumcast.
Or fumcast.xyz.
Yeah, the website that we bought for essentially no reason.
It was a business expense.
Yeah, so I didn't write it off on my taxes, but it was a business expense.
That's your own damn fault.
It is my own damn fault, but it was a dollar.
Fumcast LLC.
Just a dollar. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that too. But yeah, thanks for watching, fuckers, guys, women.
They, them.
Maybe. Yeah.
Jerk one out for us.
Yep. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Later.